Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 63 countries, such as the U.S., India, Brazil, Malaysia, Canada, France, Norway, Sweden. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. You can subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, and the Google Play Music app. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, and other amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for my guest during our live broadcast, you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome to the show my friend, Gresham Harkless. What's up, my friend?
Nothing much. How are you doing, Sean?
Dude, I'm doing amazing. Pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. You are crushing it. And so I just, you know, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show and just dive deep into what you're doing, man.
No, I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to be on the show. I appreciate you saying I'm crushing it, too. I'm just trying to keep up with you, my friend.
So you got a pretty deep network, man. Like, you've got, like, the CEO Blog Nation. That's super freaking – I'm blown away at what you've created. You know, so I was honored to be in an article for the top 20 entrepreneurs article that you wrote, and just tell us about the CEO Blog Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate you. And of course, we've had a lot of different, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners that have, you know, been featured on the site. But kind of at the heart of it is trying to create content for entrepreneurs and business owners. So I always compare it, because I'm a big sports nut, to sites like Sports Blog Nation or different sites where there's kind of like a community of different blog, niche blog sites built within it. So I kind of started to look at like entrepreneurship in much of the same way. A lot of people forget that, you know, people that start businesses, start organizations are people. They're not, you know, robots or anything like that. So a lot of times when you peel back the onion, you start to figure out like this person identifies with their location or all these different kind of nuances you figure out, and you start to see that entrepreneurship is diverse as well too. So the idea of the sites are just to have like a community of different blogs and business blogs that focus on entrepreneurship and business. And we get loads of different content, everything from like roundup posts that you've been featured on where you get the opportunity to talk about and show your insight. But also we get guest posts, we have email interviews, two podcasts, just a ton of different content. But at the heart of it, just trying to celebrate entrepreneurship, celebrate, you know, awesome people like yourself doing, you know, great things. And then also hopefully helping those people out to be more successful at what it is that they do.
Very cool, man. So the name of this episode is CEO Blog Nation with Gresham Harkless. He is an entrepreneur and a blogger. He is the founder and blogger in chief for CEO Blog Nation, which is cbnation.co. and is the founder and digital marketing specialist behind Blue 16 Media, which helps to support small businesses and entrepreneurship. His other past ventures include founding Exemplary Editing, Kids Sports Drill, and co-founding Men of Character of Virginia. As a child, he started a monthly family newsletter and sold everything from necklaces on the playground to potato chips and candy. Blue 16 Media is a digital marketing company providing digital marketing services to small to medium-sized businesses and organizations. Blue 16 Media also donates services to nonprofit organizations through its Blue 16 Gives program. CBNation.co is a community of niche blogs for entrepreneurs and business owners. He was also an adjunct professor at Northern Virginia Community College. He is a former member of two BNI chapters in Northern Virginia, serving as secretary, treasurer, membership committee, and the communications chair for each chapter. He is also a member and founder of the $1 million club in BNI Northern Virginia South by passing a referral for over $1 million. He served on the marketing committee for Alexandria's West End Business Association. He currently serves on the board of directors. He also serves on the boards for the West End Condo Association, Path for Her, the Dream Queen Foundation, and Better Educational Skills for Technology. All those links for CEO Blog Nation, Blue 16 Media, everything he's doing is all in the show notes. Connect with him. He's doing amazing things. So, dude, with all that said, and you're absolutely crushing it, the main question that we ask on the show is why? Why do what you do? Why serve on the boards? Why start CEO Blog Nation, Blue 16 Media? Why do you do what you do?
I mean, for me, a lot of it is just around providing opportunities that sometimes people don't have, like whether it be, you know, working with nonprofits or doing everything that I do for CEO Blog Nation. Kind of at the heart of it is just kind of like to give what I feel like are my best talents and abilities to hopefully promote other people and make the world an overall better place. And for me, I'm super passionate about entrepreneurship and definitely, you know, from some things that happened to me, which we'll probably, you know, touch on a little bit later on. But entrepreneurship has always kind of, to me, meant hope. Because you kind of get the opportunity to build and create something. You get to use that creative part to be able to look at the problems and solutions and to be able to take action in order to do that. So it's always symbolized that for me. And I think that it came about, or it started to probably cement itself at a major time in my life. And for me, that's what I want to try to do is people like yourself and, you know, maybe people that are listening as well, too, that are running businesses and have organizations and are crushing it as well. You know, me just get an opportunity to do my part to help promote that.
Awesome. I think the big thing there is that you're very, very passionate about it. It's not something that you just started just because, like, I think this will be interesting, right? Like, this kind of looks fun. Let's do that. Like, I can hear the passion coming through whenever you're talking about it.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And it took a while, you know, to try to figure out what your passions are, but you know, I did a lot of self-evaluation and figuring out, you know, things that I like, figured out things that I was good at or things I thought I was good at sometimes. And sometimes you figure out you're not as good at them as you think you are. But that self-evaluation and understanding, I started to look, you know, like you read in the bio, at a lot of things that I did when I was younger, when I wasn't worried about, you know, how it looked or what I was interested in or if it made money or generated revenue, all these things that sometimes, you know, get in the way when you get older. I really try to figure out the essence of who I was as a person. And a lot of stuff I looked at, you know, when I was a kid, and I started to figure out how I can take those kind of passions that I had, you know, when I was younger and try to kind of execute them as an adult.
Oh, awesome. I like that a lot. So then what was the transformational moment that changed your life that put you on the path to what you're doing today?
Yeah, I think that for me, it had to be probably when I got laid off. I think that that's probably, you know, in being on and running like the podcast and everything and having you as a guest as well, too. That's one of the things I hear a lot from a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners is that kind of moment is definitely can be a dark moment. And I definitely think it was that for me. I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, probably about 10 or 15 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. now. And I would run like sports camps across. I would go to preschools and I would teach the little kids like different sports camps and run sports camps there. So teach them how to throw the football, all those fun things. And it was definitely the same kind of passion and energy that you heard. I definitely had it for that. And I enjoyed doing it a lot. Unfortunately, I got laid off. I ended up leaving that job for a little bit. And then I got talked into coming back and working with the company, and probably about 2 or 3 months after I got brought back and I was told that everything was going to be great and everything was going to go smoothly, I was laid off. And it was definitely a frustrating time for me, just because, you know, I guess most people, you get like a script on how to live life and things that you're supposed to do. And I felt like I was following the script and doing everything that I was supposed to do. And then, you know, life hits you with a curveball sometimes. So I've always looked and said that, you know, you try to, you know, bad things will happen, but it's all in how you go back and kind of dust yourself off after those things happen. So it kind of left me in that kind of moment where I was trying to figure out exactly like what I was doing, how to, you know, fix and make things better in my life than what I, in alignment with what I thought they would be. And that's where I actually met somebody. I ended up getting another job, but that job, I again was going to get laid off. I already knew I was going to get laid off when I took that job. So it was kind of, again, one of those rocky moments where it was like, okay, well, what do I do now? But luckily enough, you know, I was staying at home with my family, so I didn't have the overhead that a lot of people had. And I had just recently graduated a couple years out of school. And then I met somebody at a networking group called BNI, which you talked about in reading my bio. And that person kind of instilled in me, and being in that environment, a confidence to basically start doing some of the things that I saw as hobbies, and I did them as hobbies, and didn't really see maybe even value in them, or even probably honestly in myself to some degree, that I could actually build this. So I always wanted to, but I didn't necessarily feel like I could do it. But, you know, being in that group, being around entrepreneurs and business owners on like a weekly basis, it really kind of changed my life. Because, and like I said, you know, entrepreneurship has always meant hope to me, and it started to really showcase that. And that's what I've had the opportunity to kind of learn from. So it was, you know, getting laid off, potentially getting laid off again, and then probably getting the opportunity to join that networking group.
Wow. So you took the job knowing you'd be laid off.
Yeah, I was torn.
Wow. Right? You're like, well, I kind of know this is going to end. Like, I don't know. Like, man, that's tough, man. That's tough.
Yeah. After getting laid off once and knowing you're going to get laid off again, it was definitely not a great time.
Man. Wow. Yeah, I've never been in that situation. You know, but from what it sounds like, you know, it was just kind of, you know, damn if you do, damn if you don't, you know? So
yeah,
you kind of do what's best at the time and kind of move on. So with all that said, what have you taken away from those moments? What have you learned from everything that you've done?
That's a really good question. I think especially, you know, when that happened, it makes you tougher. You know, whenever you go through any trials and tribulations, it definitely, you know, makes you tougher as a person. I think that especially, you know, after graduating from school and starting to understand that life doesn't necessarily go the way that you always want it to go. But the idea is just to kind of show your resilience, to continue to truck on and continue to go through. And I think especially that has helped me out, you know, from a business standpoint and understanding that I don't want to say nothing really goes the way you planned it. But a lot of times, you know, things just don't happen as you always projected them to. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't project the things. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't strategize things. But you understand that, hey, you know, just like in my life, you know, when I didn't expect to get laid off that first time and I didn't expect to get a job where I was gonna get laid off again, you know, you kind of just plan for those things. And I, right. I've been somebody that kind of just, you know, I have a plan on top of a plan on top of a plan just in case, so that, you know, if things do happen, you know, I'm always kind of prepared for that. And I think about, you know, different scenarios and things like that. So that might be the absolute biggest thing that I've taken away. But I mean, there's a lot of other, you know, practical, you know, things that I can, you know, take away from those experiences and you know, running my business as well, too.
Got it. Awesome. So then how are you taking your why, your transformational moment, and elevating the world around you?
I think, you know, through the blog, you know, which we kind of talked about, yeah. I'm super passionate about entrepreneurship. And, you know, as, you know, like the very first thing I did as a kid, you know, starting one of the first entrepreneurial things I probably did as a kid, was my dad was retired Air Force. He's retired Air Force now, but he was, you know, in the Air Force, and it was a difficult time because he had to go TDY for probably about a year. I think a year when I was probably about like 10 or something like that. And because I was always passionate about writing and creating content, I created like a family newspaper. And this is like pre-Skype, pre, you know, Blog Talk Radio, pre all this technology where I can just pick up the phone and talk to them. This is when, you know, we used to have to physically send like the care packages, and you know, he can only really had time really to kind of talk with us on a regular basis, me and myself and my mom. And my way of connecting with him and also kind of scratching that entrepreneurial itch was to create like a family newspaper. So I've always kind of had that passion in like writing and creating content. So like fast forward obviously years later, you know, my topic is just different, but it's the same type of concept where, you know, I'm super passionate about entrepreneurship. So, you know, I know that there's a lot of phenomenal people that are doing really awesome things, and, you know, just getting the opportunity to do my part to, you know, whether it be write a blog post or have somebody that is an expert or has their own podcast and gives them an opportunity to be on the show. That's my way to kind of use my platform, hopefully, to, you know, create visibility, create opportunities so that people can kind of get to tell their stories, get to impact the world and make the world a better place. So, sounds kind of simple, but it's me just trying to figure out exactly like what my talents and skills are, and then going from there into like actually creating that, you know, content so that people can actually see. So, that's been super exciting, to do on a basis from my standpoint.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for sharing that. I think that speaks to the level of commitment that you're willing to get. I just, when I talk to people and they seem kind of passionate, like, well, you know, I really kind of want to do this. And well, then I was doing this one thing and I'm not quite, like, they're so kind of wishy-washy. Like, I love that you're like, dude, this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm so dead set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think that a lot of it is just when you're in alignment, and you know, you hear a lot of people say that. It's kind of like, it's not that I have to use any energy in order to do it. It's just like completely in alignment with me. So it's usually been people outside of me that say, hey, you should do X, Y, and Z, or hey, you're really good at X, Y, and Z. I really don't even see it as something that's just in alignment with what it is, what my passions are, what my gift is. And I don't see it as anything else. But sometimes when you get other people outside to say, hey, you're really doing an awesome job with this, are you really killing it with this, that you start to say, hey, maybe that is something that is like one of my core talents or my core or my zone of genius that a lot of people use.
Wow, very cool. So why Blue 16? Like, where did the name come from?
So Blue 16 Media, when I was in school, I went to Howard University for my undergrad and Georgetown for my master's, which is, they're both located in D.C., in the Washington, D.C. area. I joined a fraternity my junior year, I believe. Yeah, my junior year of undergrad. So when I joined that fraternity, we all got numbers, and my number happened to be 16. So while I was going through the process, I had to learn a lot about the number 16 and what that meant. And I started to kind of learn a lot about like what that kind of symbolized on like an even deeper level. So, you know, fast forward, you know, when I joined that networking group, I didn't want to call it, you know, Gresh's Digital Marketing Express or something like that. I had to figure out, you know, a name and a why. And I, again, just like I usually always do, I went back to that time because that was also, especially in college, that was a pivotal moment in my time, you know, going through that process. One of my buddies used to always call, like, going through a process like that, simulated stress. A lot of that is because you go through kind of like a life experience, and you start to change as a result of it because you get that hurdle that you have to go over, and then you build up resolve, you build up strength by being able to go through it. So while I was thinking about that, I said and understood that 16 was kind of like a symbolic number to me personally, but also as a mm-hmm. whole. So, you know, breaking it all down, you know, blue, you know, if you talk to anybody that does any like branding or color psychology, blue usually represents like a calm, peaceful and tranquil color. So it brings peace to, you know, whatever situation. And there's a lot of other reasons, but that's kind of like what I wanted to kind of evoke. You know, when people think about the company, it's also one of my favorite colors. So again, you know, tying in that personal, but also kind of like the overall branding. But 16 represented not just my line number, but it also represent like a changing of the time. So I usually always say like your sweet 16 is, you know, when you start to grow up, when you start to become more of it, more of an adult. And, you know, obviously the number changes, but it's symbolic for that reason. So, you know, us being a digital marketing company and, you know, starting, you know, things are still changing now, but obviously, you know, they were changing even more the 5 or 6 years that I started it, the company. You know, people and business owners thinking about websites, thinking about, you know, Facebook, thinking about, you know, Twitter, all these different things out there, SEO, SEM, there's right. just a bunch of different tag terms. They didn't really understand like what change was happening. So coming in as a digital marketer and starting a digital marketing company, we wanted to make that, you know, of course, from a blue standpoint, a calm and peaceful experience, but also 16 kind of symbolizes understanding that there is a change that's happening. There are, you know, all these different platforms that people can use and trying to figure out how to use them. And then the media part just kind of speaks to like the philosophy as a whole, which is, you know, I've always felt like, you know, every company and every person is their own media company, their own media empire, and trying to figure out how to build the content and information so that you can connect with your target market. And, you know, again, with that journalistic interest that I've always had and, you know, creating mm-hmm. content, it never was that before, but it's starting to transition to where, you know, whether you are a plumber or whether you are a person that has a podcast or you have a blog, you're trying to basically find a way to create content so that it resonates with your target market and your target audience so that hopefully right. You can reach some type of goal. So it's really thinking about the philosophy of the clients that we try to work with and thinking about the obvious changes that are happening as a whole.
Dude, I love that, man. You got this all figured out. Like, I'm taking notes. I'm like, this dude's a genius.
If only you saw me on day one.
I think everybody has said it like, I'm a hot mess. Like, nothing's working. I think what's funny is that you have, like, I always reference the picture of, like, you know, what people think success is and what actual success looks like. And it's like this thing, like I'm good. And then going up and then it goes back down and like, I suck. Why do I do this? And then it goes back up and they're like, wait, I've got this figured out. Why do I do that to myself? And then it goes back down and they're like, oh my God, I hate this. My life sucks. And then it goes back up. And you're like, oh, I'm so stupid. I know how to do this. This is, you know, and it's just like up and down, up and down. Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah. And yeah, that I feel like that never ends. Sometimes the height of that up and down just gets a little bit higher, but you always have those ups and downs, and you know, you just kind of have right. to roll with the punches. And funny enough is like I started to understand and accept that as normal. So when you start to have peace and understanding that there are going to be ups and downs, you know, it gives you a little bit more peace, I guess you could say.
Right. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. I think you get an interesting perspective, even as a podcaster and blogger and everything, like we have kind of an insight into the world that not a lot of people have, you know? So like you and I are having a conversation right now, but had I not had this podcast, maybe we wouldn't have this conversation, or if I wasn't a business owner, you know, what have you. So I think you have a very different insider perspective because of the entrepreneurs that, you know, that you write about, the articles that they submit and everything like that. So what are some of the takeaways that you've learned just from, you know, the 20 entrepreneurs that, you know, that do meditation, or the 10 entrepreneurs that, you know, have survived entrepreneurship, or, you know, all of the clever articles that you have on CEO Blog Nation. What are some of the major takeaways and some of the lessons learned from that?
That's a great question. And I think that probably just from an overarching level, probably one of the things that I've become even more fascinated, but I was definitely fascinated in the beginning, is just how remarkable that so many people are and how many different perspectives people have. So, you know, like you mentioned, like, you have different roundup posts where we basically will ask a certain question, like, why did you start your business, or what's your best business advice, or like, what are your takeaways from like meditating, whatever, you know, questions we have or we see that are really good questions to ask. And we'll ask those questions out, and you get so many different perspectives. And I think that's the beauty of, you know, all this digital marketing and all these platforms, is that you really get to understand that everybody doesn't think about a question or think about a topic in the exact same way. So that's been really, really exciting. So like, if I ask something that is what's your favorite business tip, and I'll get, you know, 20, well, we'll get more than 20, but we'll compile about 20 or so of those responses. And you really get that perspective from different people at different parts in their business. So for me, I think you also understand that, you don't have to know everything as an entrepreneur and business owner. You get to really pull from, you know, people that have a lot of expertise, that have made mistakes, that have, you know, reached a high level of success, but you get the opportunity to ask those questions and read from them. So I think that those will probably be, you know, definitely the two big overarching things, is that, you know, there's a lot of different perspectives and you get the opportunity to pull from so many different people. But, you know, just on a practical level, I also feel like entrepreneurship as a whole is definitely becoming more and more appreciated. And I definitely think it is, you know, kind of quote unquote buzzword. But I think, like we mentioned and like we talked about, when you pull back the veil of what it takes to run a business and the ups and downs and the highs and the lows and all those things, sometimes you don't really see all of that. But getting the opportunity to hear about like what it takes to run a business and hearing about, you know, those highs and those lows and the things that people go through, you really get the opportunity to hear that from one standpoint. But it also gives you kind of motivation to kind of keep going, so that you know that you're not by yourself. So, you know, by doing, you know, a little part of just having the blog, you know, there's really been some remarkable people that I've had the opportunity to interview and feature. And really getting the opportunity to learn a lot from them and learn a lot about how they're building the community. Because like you said, like if I didn't have the podcast, if I didn't have the blog, if you didn't have this podcast, we may not have ever had the opportunity to have this conversation. So it just opens up doors and provides platforms to talk about things that, you know, people don't necessarily talk about all the time. That I think, you know, overall, I hope I'm doing my part to make the world a better place.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're definitely doing that, man. Definitely doing that. You know, I've read a lot of stuff on the website, man. There's so much on there. You know, for example, one of the ones that I was looking at before is, and I like to read the articles that I'm in. So, you know, so I just want to thank you for that. That was super cool, and the articles that I've read. And, you know, so you see a lot of these on entrepreneur.com, right? The top 10 ways and this, that, and the other and this, that. But there's like, I don't know, man, with yours, there's like these tangible takeaways, and I'm sure that's done by design. But these tangible takeaways that when you read it, it's like, do this. Like, it's not overly complicated. It's not, you know, just like over the top, you know, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know how to do that. Like, what is that? And you have to go and like research things. These are like, if you do this, like successful come, you know? So the one that I was in was 20 entrepreneurs share their business tips. And it was like simple, simple tips, like super simple, you know? And so, yeah, man, so I want to appreciate, I really just really appreciate, you know, the simplicity of it. You know, I don't have to go super far in depth, and there's not this, this like super weird, like business lingo that nobody knows what you're talking about. It's like, this is what it is and implement it. So I appreciate that. So talk about some of the resources that you've used as far as maybe a certain platform that you like to play on, how you started the website, the podcast, you know, talk about some of the resources, some of the software, hardware, you know, the day in and day out stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things, like when I actually started the blog, one of the reasons that I started to notice that, you know, again, entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs were, you know, not getting as much airways as I felt like they should, because I was super passionate about entrepreneurship. So I started to notice that, you know, like you said, one of the things I tried to do was simply provide a platform so that people that are running businesses, that are busting their butts, that are doing their thing, are able to have an opportunity to share, you know, their insight. So one of the reasons that everything is so simple that it's not, you know, I don't even know if it's a word, businessese, or everybody uses legalese, but like business talk where you don't really understand exactly what people are saying. It's because you're hearing from actual entrepreneurs and business owners. It's not myself, you know, standing on a mountain and saying you should do X, Y, and Z. It's real people that are running businesses that say you should do X, Y, and Z. So I leveraged a platform called Harrow and help a reporter out. And that's probably been one of the biggest things that I do. And there's different ones. There's SourceBottle as well, too. They're more based in kind of Australia. But the idea is that you can use it from two different standpoints. Once your website gets like to a certain level, you get a certain amount of traffic and your Alexa score goes up, you can start to basically submit submit stories that you're working on, and you can get quotes from people. What I was able to do is I looked at it more from a journalist standpoint, but also, you know, understanding from a business standpoint that people were on there to hopefully get publicity, either so that they can get more visibility or they also can improve their SEO and their rankings just because they're getting a quality backlink. So I started to see all of that. But one of the things that I know that most journalists, they just want to get like the post completed. So they don't actually think as much about letting everybody know whether or not they got chosen. So it's little small things like making sure that anybody who submits a post to us through, you know, help a reporter out whenever we have a question, like what's your best business tips or your favorite business book, questions like that, is getting the opportunity to compile those answers. But taking it a step further, that when somebody is featured on the site, or even if they're not featured on the site, you get an email that says, hey, you know, this is the post. We weren't able to choose everybody, but hey, we want to make sure to follow up with you in order to do that, in order to hopefully build that relationship and hopefully let people know that, hey, we couldn't choose everybody because we've got 100 plus responses, but we're going to try to choose as many as possible and we'll have future ones. So that's probably been really big to us, like, you know, growing the CEO Blog Nation, just because it's been done organically. And like you said, because you were featured in a post, you're more likely to, you know, share it out, to read it, to engage with it. So just kind of extrapolating that to a higher degree was kind of like the foundation of building that. And, you know, probably two other like resources that I use a lot. One of them is a project management tool called Basecamp. I swear by Basecamp, and when I started to use this, this tool, it's been absolutely phenomenal, just because, especially when I started my business, I started to bring on like contractors and people that are on the team in different levels. But one of the things that a lot of business owners run into while you're starting to scale up and you start to become more of a, like you're getting, I guess, higher level and you're not working in the business as much, is you start to see that a lot of things are coming to your email. So you either have to take time to forward them out, or, and, you know, take time to make sure that everybody understands the task that they have to do. And if you're, you know, running around throughout the day going to meetings, then you don't necessarily have the opportunity to do that. So a tool like Basecamp has been key for us, just because it's taken everything outside of my email and put it in a centralized location, which, you know, you can provide access to your contractors, to your team, to your employees at different levels, but it basically removes me out of the equation, so that if I have a, you know, nonstop day where I'm running around the entire day, it doesn't mean that, you know, the train stops, so to speak. So that's been really good from an organizational standpoint, but it's really allowed me to kind of keep things organized and everybody's on the same page. So whether you have contractors that are working at different times, you know, all those things can kind of be scaled out at a high level. And probably the last thing, and, you know, I call these CEO hacks, and, you know, these things, that these productivity kind of hacks that you can kind of use to kind of be more efficient. It's probably as simple as it sounds, my scheduling app. And I use Acuity just because it integrates with so many different other systems that I have in place. But it's been key for me because, you know, doing the back and forth to try to figure out, you know, what times work. Sometimes if you can just send a link and say, hey, you know, whatever time works for you that's on your schedule, you can click it. You can click and change the time zone to wherever you are in whatever part of the world. It's such a time saver, just because, you know, that's the one thing that you can't get in, you can't get back. So to be able to kind of leverage your time, to be able to send a link and have that person, you know, be able to choose whatever works for them, has been huge.
Right.
And I swear by those probably, you know, two or three things. I mean, I could definitely, you know, go on and on and on, because I love productivity hacks, but I wanted to give you just a few.
Basecamp, huh?
Yeah.
Really? I've heard about it a lot, but I've never gotten into it, you know? I know there's a lot of problems that entrepreneurs face. You know, there's always wanting to go, you know, automated. They wanted to kind of see how scattered they are, and Basecamp brings it all together. Yeah, I don't know. I'll look into it more. You kind of got me intrigued now. So I've got a couple different things I use. Haro, definitely. Haro's great. SourceBottle, because I want to speak in Australia, so I definitely go on SourceBottle to you know, do the same thing I do on Haro, submit things that they're looking for articles, blogs, and different things. And, you know, there's a couple different ones, you know, just contacting the media source directly, whether it be Entrepreneur, Forbes, you know, Thrive Global, things like that. But yeah, you know, everything you said, there's what, have you heard of Scrapebox?
No. What's it called again?
So it's called Scrapebox.
Scrapebox.
Yeah. So Scrapebox is a link harvester. And so what it does is it scrapes together all of the links on the internet that have to do with what you're searching for or what you're involved in. Or, you know, like if I'm trying to get my SEO going, right? Mm-hmm. I would use Scrapebox to scrape together all of the URLs that has to do with what I'm doing. And then I just look at those URLs to kind of compare and gain knowledge and perspective of what that company's doing. So if I had a media company and I put in, okay, media URLs, yours, because your URL is Blue16 Media, whatever, it would scrape it together with all of the other media URLs, and then I can look at your website and I can compare and see what everybody else is doing. And does that make sense?
Yeah. So especially if you're doing like SEO, you can see what backlinks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. See the backlinks. So it's a search engine harvester, pretty much. And it uses like Google, Yahoo, Bing, you know, but it gathers all of these URLs inside of your keyword and mm-hmm. puts them all in one area for you to look at. So it's been great for different SEOs and link checkers and, And yeah, man, but that's the big thing is it takes thousands of these URLs and put it and basically finds them using like WordPress and forums and different things. And yeah, you just gather all the links that are relevant to the keywords that you're searching for, and you can see everything that people have. So it's just it's something I found, something that kind of worked that not a lot of people know about. So
yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. Yeah.
So yeah, man. So as we start to wrap up the show, man, so who are your influencers? Yeah, I always ask, like, are you like a Gary Vee guy, Grant Cardone, or do you follow lesser known influencers that have a great impact in what you're doing?
I think that I definitely do, you know, follow to some degree. Obviously, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. So you try to follow them as much as possible, like the Gary V's, Grant Cardone. I actually just went to a Tony Robbins conference as well, too. So definitely listen to all of those. And I think especially, you know, when I got started, that's what I used to do. Kind of maybe more of a lesser known, person is, you know, John Lee Dumas, who runs the EO Fire. And I really started to get crystal clear on like who I wanted to be. And once I got clear with that, I started to see who was, you know, crushing it from that standpoint and understand like where I want to be and how I want to grow the business and the organization. And that, and then I started to really look at a lot of those people. So yeah, definitely a lot of the bigger names as well. But I think the beauty of, you know, having this blog and having so many different people on, I'm doing a better job now is really trying to build relationships and contact people that are already been featured and understanding that now, you know, a lot of people have, you know, different podcasts or different blogs or different platforms that they use. So I've definitely, you know, marveled at the opportunity to kind of learn and kind of take and borrow, I guess you could say, that experience or that expertise or that perspective from each of the people. So as much as, you know, the big, you know, the Gary V's, the Tony Robbins, all those big people are great, I also find extreme value in people that are not as well known but still able to kind of do their thing, I guess, from a lower or lesser degree, I should say.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. Absolutely. So this is the moment in the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, website, Facebook, any social links. This is the moment to shamelessly plug. Go.
Wow. So who should I shamelessly plug? I don't know. I wasn't prepared for that. There's so many things. And it's got to be a friend, right?
No, you can plug anything you want. Your favorite movie, your websites, your business, you know, whatever you want.
All right. So here's I'm going to plug myself and my business. However, I want to plug my business not because of myself being in it. I have a new podcast, which you've been a guest on and looking very excited about getting that published as well, too, called the I Am CEO Podcast. And I really love this podcast largely just because I get the opportunity to talk with great entrepreneurs and business owners, and you get to get insight into like their business, what it is that they do, but also get kind of like behind the scenes kind of look into, you know, what kind of hacks or tools that they use as well to their word of wisdom, their piece of advice. And then on an even deeper level, looking at what it means to be a CEO, looking at entrepreneurship, seeing and having a conversation around whether or not that has changed or if that has been the way that it always has been. And, you know, I just really, truly love that podcast. And it's a newer podcast, so I have a lot of love for it and for all the guests that have been on. And I wish I could tell you one person that I love more than any, but I guess I don't have any kids, but some people say it's like your kids. You can't pick one episode to say you have to check this one out. There's just loads of great content on there. So my shameless plug will be for that podcast and checking out and following up with any of those people that have been featured on there, because it's been awesome.
Oh, man. People ask me that all the time. Like, what's your favorite episode? I'm like, that's hard. Like, do you want my most downloaded one? Do you want my most listened to one? Do you want my the one I've gotten the most comments about? But, like, to pick my favorite, I'm like, ugh. geez, I mean, I've had guests like Bruce Buffer from UFC, you know, right. Like, you know, or like Frank Shankiewicz from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, I how can I judge like any episode against big, like that wouldn't be kind of fair, you know, because I love all my episodes, yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, they're so, all special.
Right. So, and they all have the, like, even the ones that didn't get downloaded a lot or they didn't, like, they were still fun. Like, they, I still learn, like, I learn every time. I learn something about myself. I learn something from the guest. And I, and sometimes I just learn how to ask better questions or, it, like, every moment in life is an opportunity for you to learn and become better. Every episode you get better and better and better. And it just, I don't know, it just kind of flows, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's like the worst question you ask us. So, what's your favorite episode? You're like, oh. Jeez, I don't know, man. Just go listen to the show. So what does the rest of your 2018 look like? We got about, what, 4 months to go? September, October, November? Yeah, so 4 solid months. What does the rest of 2018 look like for you?
Yeah, I think I'm at the point now where I'm trying to be a lot more laser focused in doing this new podcast. Obviously, I'm juggling a good amount of things. I'm trying to now kind of streamline a lot of the things that I'm doing a lot more. I'm really excited, too, about every other week on my longer form podcast called the CEO Chat Podcast. I do like a solo podcast where I talk about a digital marketing topic. So I've been breaking down everything from like SEO to you know, social media, to like the website, and I'm breaking them down and saying exactly like things that you should pay attention to. So that's really ramping up towards the end of this year, towards being potentially a book or maybe even a course as well too. But the idea is that to ramp up and get ready for 2019 from that standpoint. So I'm excited about, you know, getting those completed and getting those scheduled out and really starting to build up momentum towards that, towards this kind of philosophy that I've been, you know, talking about a lot, but getting having the episodes themselves, but also having a product to put in place so that people can kind of take action with what it is that I usually use or preach about as a philosophy. So that's kind of like the goal of, you know, of the rest of 2018 and continue to, you know, work on, you know, the websites and in the different digital marketing topics that we have and we're working on. And then also, of course, you know, to continue to attract great guests like yourself, Sean, on the IMCEO podcast.
Outstanding. I love it. I've seen people repurpose podcasts in so many different ways. You know, I think Russell Brunson did it the best, where he takes a thumb drive, a video, an audio player, like thumb drive. You can just hook your headphones right into the thumb drive and it plays the episodes, or you can plug it into your car because a lot of cars are coming with thumb drive, the USBs. So if you were to go to Marketing in Your Car, Russell Brunson's podcast, Marketing in Your Car podcast, he actually put all the episodes, the first like 100 episodes, like on a thumb drive. And I used to listen to it in my car with my thumb drive.
Wow.
So maybe you take some episodes, you know, even the singular ones, you know, the solo ones from you, and you put those on a thumb drive. You can get a bunch of them off of eBay, download the episodes, boom, put them on a thumb drive, and then. Goes into your email list and says, hey, I want your episodes. I want that thumb drive. You got their email, and then you get their mailing address as well, and then you just ship them out, and maybe you put your IMCEO logo right on the thumb drive.
I like that. You know, I was actually thinking about, because, you know, I asked the questions, you know, what are your favorite CEO hacks? And I was just thinking about this morning. What are your favorite CEO hacks? What's your CEO nugget? And, you know, what does being a CEO mean to you? I thought about splicing those up for each of the different podcasts towards the end of the year and then having them run through so you can literally listen to all the different CEO hacks that have been on the show to that time. But that's actually a really great idea as far as like branding. I love that. So
yeah, man. Anytime you can brand it out, man. But I love that too, because it's like a mashup, right? Like, here's all the CEO hacks that have been on the show this year. And it's like, bam, 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 bam. It's just like, 10 minutes of like this, you know? Awesome. So, man, so as we close the show, Can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing that I always tell myself and that I learned early on and I start to try to execute every single day is, you know, don't let the perfect get in the way of the possible. I think that a lot of times people see the Gary V's, they see the Tony Robbins, they see all these people on this quote unquote mountain, and they think that it happened in one day. They think that it happened in a year. They think that it happened in a week, and it doesn't happen like that. So a lot of people have really phenomenal ideas. They have really great things that they're trying to do to make the world a better place. And they're simply afraid to kind of take that first step because it may not look good. It may not be the best. And rather than, you know, taking time to kind of build out and continue to grow what it is that they're doing, whether it be a business or a piece of art or whatever it is that is your thing, you know, whatever makes you special, whatever makes you great, whatever gives you that passion, just go out and do it and get started and just put something out like today, like right now. Just go ahead and do something. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until there's a perfect time. Don't wait until, you know, it's not raining outside, so to speak. So just go ahead and do it now. And just get going. And that's what I did. And that's what I continue to do. And I hope that anybody who's listened to this, they'll definitely do the same thing.
Perfect. Dude, amazing, amazing content, dude. Thank you so much for being on the show, man. I really, really appreciate you spending some time with us.
No problem. I appreciate you too, Sean.
So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest, elevating and inspiring the world around him. If anything resonated with you, please contact Gresham Harkless. Inside the show notes are all the social and the website links. You go CEO Blog Nation. Check it out at cbnation.co. So as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.